you've got to think very carefully about what you're legislating for, because a football club is not like a normal business, and it's certainly not like a piece of land, which is where this piece of legislation grew from. You have to think about what actually constitutes a football club. Is it the football club? Is it a football club in the stadium? Is it the football club, its players in the stadium, and so on and so on. So there's a bit of a dubiety about what actually constitutes a football club. We have no doubt at all, Dunfermline Athletic Football Club being a community interest company, that there is a great benefit of having a very, very strong fans' voice. But we would argue the fans' voice should be in the governance of the club, not necessarily in the ownership of the club. The governance structure should be set in such a way as to reflect the fact that the fans have not only a voice, but a position of power within governance that allow them to have a view on the way the club is being run. And that view must be listened to. So, but that's our view. As I say, there'll be many other informed views. But we, like as I say, because of our experience, we felt it was appropriate that we would make our views known.